Yesterday, we heard President Bush draw comparisons between the war in Iraq and previous American conflicts. He mentioned World War II, the Korean War, and Vietnam.
One unmistakable legacy of Vietnam is that the price of America's withdrawal was paid by millions of innocent citizens whose agonies would add to our vocabulary new terms like boat people, re-education camps, and killing fields.
Well, after hearing that comparison and others that the president made, I asked some scholars for their analogies.
Our two conflicts from the 1950s in Malaysia, as it's now known, and Algeria, where the French and the British confronted very difficult insurgencies.
The announced goal was to liberate both Cuba and the Philippines from a tyrannical regime.
Well, further afield, one can think back to Britain in Iraq in the 1920s. Perhaps even further afield, Britain in the 1890s, in the Boer War.
Not to be outdone, some of you wrote in with your analogies and observations, and that's where we'll begin with today's listener emails.
David Zimmerman of Baton Rouge, Louisiana writes, I expected someone to note the eerie similarity to the Soviet Union's invasion of Afghanistan in 1979. In each case, a superpower invaded a weaker country because they didn't like the government. Each installed its own government that did not have the support of its own people. Insurgents drove the Soviet Union out after a long stay, and they're trying to do the same thing in Iraq.
Susan Saylor of Melbourne, Florida, wishes she heard more about the religious nature of wars. She writes, for many citizens of this region, from peacefully devout to extreme jihadist, a huge piece of this conflict is about religion. We need to take off our Judeo-Christian blinders if we expect to make any kind of progress in cleaning up the mess we've made.
Well, on to your comments on Melissa's interview with Democratic Congressman Brian Baird of Washington State. After a second trip to Iraq, Baird has changed his position on the war in Iraq, saying the U.S. is making gains and should not start withdrawing troops.
Edward Geist of Austin writes this, thank you for airing this interview. It was heartening to hear some positive news out of Iraq. I'm glad you shared Congressman Baird's perspective with your audience.
Andrew Waite of New York had a different reaction. I was totally shocked, he writes. Your program gave Congressman Baird unabridged time to voice his support of the troop surge. Did you offset this view with the detracting statistics that point to this being the deadliest summer since the war began? No. Your lack of critical two-sidedness, so necessary to journalism in these troubled times, left me feeling incredibly frustrated.
We have a few corrections to make today.
In a recent story, we stated that last year's conflict between Israel and Hezbollah erupted when Hezbollah launched a cross-border raid and captured two Israeli soldiers. We then said that Israel unleashed airstrikes and sent troops and tanks across the border, and Hezbollah retaliated by firing Katyusha rockets into Israel. Well, in fact, Hezbollah launched an initial round of Katyushas at the time of its cross-border raid. The Katyusha attacks escalated and expanded to most parts of northern Israel after the Israeli airstrikes began.
We also made a big miscalculation in a story about disappearing Arctic ice. Peter Poenessa of Keene, New Hampshire caught it and writes this, I was surprised to hear you say that over the past 30 years, the ice had shrunk by about 100,000 square kilometers, an area you said was about the size of Alaska. It was an exaggeration of massive proportions. In fact, as we now know, 100,000 square kilometers equals a little under 40,000 square miles. That's an area the size of Kentucky, not Alaska, which is 586,000 square miles.
Well, finally, we've been busy reviewing your lyrics for our theme song.
A couple of weeks ago, we asked you to send your suggestions. Some are straight to the point.
We are National Public Radio. All right? I like it.
News, 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 news. News, 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 news. News, 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 news.
Other entries are somewhat high-minded.
Be the smarty at your party. Quotes are free at ATC. Bye now.
And one even does some of our work for us.
Be informed about your world and don't forget to send your pledge.
If you have an idea for lyrics to our theme song, we want to hear it. We're taking submissions for one more week. You can submit your lyrics via email or over the phone. Go to npr.org and search for Theme Song Contest to learn how.
And while you're at it, send us your comments. Just click on Contact Us on the website.